welcome to the Community Mennonite Church Podcast. When new members join our church, we invite them to make a statement of faith. Today we'd like to share Greg and Christina Yoder's membership commitment statements from January of 2013.
As I reflected on the covenant statement in preparation for joining this body of believers today, I kept returning to the last statement of commitment. We commit ourselves to a life of love. This statement is at the heart of what it means for me to be a follower of Jesus. Jesus lived a life of love, and I believe his example to be evidence of the richness in a life lived in love. As a member of Community Mennonite Church, I want to show my love for you by sharing my abilities, gifts, and material resources, because when we share who we are and what we have, we are richly blessed. I have some friends whose parents are farmers who produce beet sugar and dried beans. And these folks are very generous, often giving some of my other friends gifts of sugar and beans without accepting any payment. Recently, our band played a gig in Ohio, and these parents were there to support us, and we presented them with a song that one of the guys in the band had written for them. After we sang, there were tears shed, hands shaken, and hugs to be had, and it was generally a holy moment for all involved. Because they are farmers, we are musicians, and when we each share of ourselves, we are doubly blessed. We become a community, intimately connected in, by, and through the things we have shared. This is a life of love indeed. As a member of this church, I will also commit to practicing hospitality. Christina and I recently moved out of a cramped basement apartment into a nice little house, so the physical practice of hospitality just got a little easier for us. We got a nice guest bedroom and three couches that pull out to beds, so if you ever have visitors and need a place for them to stay, there is room in the inn. But hospitality is about more than physical space, and I'm eager to engage in the practice of hospitality in this community and beyond it. When Christina and I biked across the country in 2010, we experienced hospitality of strangers on many occasions, and it is always those instances that I recall as highlights of the trip. I think it's because those exchanges connected us. We were reminded of the interwoven nature of the human fabric which God has lovingly draped across the earth. I love the ways in which this community of Jesus followers practices hospitality, and I look forward to deepening my engagement in those practices. In giving and receiving hospitality, we gain brothers and sisters, recognizing those people we bump up against in our day-to-day existence as fellow children of God. This is a life of love indeed. And what life could be richer? I can think of none, and it is with great joy that I commit to learning with this community what it is to live a life of love.
As an attender at CMC over the past few years, I've felt connected to CMC's commitment to discipleship and justice, service in the community, and intentional desire to be open to God's leading. As we've become more connected here and build relationships with more and more of you, I'm excited to officially consider this our home church. By becoming a member of CMC, I publicly recommit myself to leading a life centered on Jesus as Savior, teacher, and friend, and as one who calls us to show kindness, act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with him. I commit myself to a life of discipleship and to following the teaching and example of Jesus Christ in my interactions with others, my approach to difficult situations, and when both at work and at play. As I'm studying to become a nurse, I'm often confronted with situations of inequity and injustice in healthcare and other societal systems. It is my desire to live with integrity and be a voice of peace, love, and comfort as I encounter fragile and seemingly unfair situations. I commit myself to contributing to worship by offering my musical gifts and actively participating in church activities throughout the week. I find joy in helping others worship through music, and I'm thankful for opportunities to play my violin here. As Greg and I begin to play more music in the community, we pray that our music can be a reflection of our faith, our love of life, and our desire to live simply. I commit to continuing our participation in small group also. We've been thankful for the support our group has shown us over the past year or so, and we look forward to continuing to worship and share with this group on a regular basis. I also think a significant part of congregation life is being able to give and receive counsel and support with each other, and I commit to being a part of that, to tithing regularly, and to contributing to significant events and processes in the life of the church. I also believe in the broader Mennonite church and commit to faithful giving, personal involvement, and prayer. We'll continue to look for ways to plug into life at CMC, and we look forward to continuing to grow with the congregation as we seek God's plan as individuals and as a community.
Thank you for listening to the Community Mennonite Church podcast. Our theme music is a setting of John Wesley's text, Jesus, I Believe You're Near, composed by Matt Carlson. Jeremy Nafziger arranged it for strings. To learn more about our congregation or to plan a visit, please check out our website at cmcva.org.